and happy Wednesday. We are officially halfway through the week, and that means it's time for your midweek update on all things Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. Today, Vice President J.D. Vance is coming to town, and he'll be speaking at Don's Machine Shop in West Pittston. The WVA news team will be on the scene for all of the details. But first, let's get you caught up on up-to-date and hit stories on AI, recreational cannabis use, and more. I'm Isabella Weiss, and you're listening to WVIA. So before today's vice presidential visit, President Trump was in Western Pennsylvania yesterday at an energy and AI summit. He said Pennsylvania is a prime spot to power artificial intelligence at an inaugural energy and innovation summit.
Today, the Commonwealth is reclaiming its industrial heritage and taking its place at the forefront of the AI technological revolution. And as I said before, it's an expression I used all during the campaign and screamed it out, "We'll drill, baby, drill." And people went crazy. We had big crowds, as you probably heard, biggest ever, biggest in history.
Trump has promised to, quote, unleash American energy, end quote, and his administration is working to roll back environmental protections it says are burdensome to development. Governor Josh Shapiro also took the stage at the Pittsburgh summit to promote AI. He says he wants to be sure that Pennsylvania plays a key role in developing artificial intelligence and to provide the energy needed to support it. Shapiro said the state's skilled workforce and natural gas reserves helped attract a $20 billion investment in new data centers recently pledged by Amazon.
This is a global race for both energy dominance and AI dominance. And we need homegrown Pennsylvanians to be doing this work. We do not want China to beat us in this AI race.
U.S. Senator Dave McCormick also spoke at the summit. Now, J.D. Vance's visit to NEPA today won't necessarily focus on AI, but it will promote Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which includes significant federal funding for artificial intelligence. But regardless of his speech itself, his visit will definitely lead to some traffic jams in the area. And WVIA's Roger Dupuy reports on what you can expect on the road.
When you're expecting a dignitary, you can expect delays. And Vice President J.D. Vance's planned visit to Luzerne County on Wednesday will be no exception. Pennsylvania State Police are cautioning motorists that the VP's 1 p.m. speech at Don's Machine Shop in West Pittston will result in delays, backups, and congestion in and around the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton International Airport, U.S. Route 11, and other local roadways in the Pittston area. That also will include parking restrictions in neighborhoods around the venue, 777 Ash Street, West Pittston. Vance is scheduled to promote the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which President Donald Trump signed on July 4th. Crowds won't be limited to motorists and supporters. Before Vance takes the stage inside, demonstrators are expected to rally from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at West Pittston Park on Exeter Avenue. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Now, for an interesting fact, Vance is not the first major Republican political figure to speak at Don's Machine Shop. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise stopped at the shop to promote Rob Bresnahan's campaign for Congress in October. And 6 days later, Bresnahan defeated Democratic U.S. Representative Matt Cartwright to win the 8th Congressional District seat. And now, if you're planning to drive through the West Pittston area today, you might need a minute to plan your route. So here's a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
We report to you. I'm Sarah Hofius Hall here at WVIA News. Every day, we strive to make an impact in our community. Find us on air and online at WVIA.org.
Hi, welcome back. Let's shift from some state news to some local coverage on something everyone needs, housing. A nonprofit that helps unemployed people stay in their homes wants state property reassessment laws updated because it says they're unfair. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports.
The Mon Valley Unemployed Committee operates mostly in the Pittsburgh area, but its lawsuit filed last week could affect property owners all over the state if it succeeds. The group contends reassessment laws violate Pennsylvania's constitution because they don't require counties to reassess even once in a while. Marielle Macher, one of the group's lawyers, says the current system produces unfair property values because values increase more quickly in higher income neighborhoods.
That results in property taxes disproportionately high for low-income homeowners. That regressive assessment structure just gets worse and worse over time. It's really important that Pennsylvania modernize its tax system so that it's fair, equitable, and based on reality.
Local governments use assessed property values to set tax rates, to collect revenues that pay for police and fire protection, paving roads, collecting trash, and lots of other stuff. The group asked the Commonwealth Court to order state officials to update the laws to require regular reassessments. Lackawanna, Lycoming, Northumberland, and Schuylkill are among the counties in northeast and north-central Pennsylvania in the midst of reassessments. It's unclear how the lawsuit might affect their reassessments, if at all. I'm Boris Krawchenyuk, WVIA News.
In another Pennsylvania news, some state lawmakers are taking yet another shot at trying to get the state legislature to greenlight adult cannabis use. Senators Dan Laughlin and Sharif Street and Representatives Emily Kincaid and Abby Major introduced bipartisan and bicameral recreational cannabis bills just 4 days apart. Both bills incentivize minority, women, and veteran-owned small businesses to open dispensaries across the state. And the bills also nix plans to stock marijuana in state-run stores, a largely unpopular idea voted down by cannabis opponents and advocates alike. Major, the only House Republican to back the bill, said a recreational program is inevitable.
You can't ask for a seat at the table if you're going to vote no.
And all of Pennsylvania's neighboring states, except for West Virginia, can sell cannabis products legally.
They're not burning to the ground. We have red states, we have blue states. Ohio seems like it's going very well over there. They're raking in a lot of money from Pennsylvanians driving across the border. Same with all the rest of our surrounding states that are legal.
And she says a recreational program will protect Pennsylvanians, especially children, from accessing unregulated cannabis products from smoke shops. And that's our show for today, July 16th on Up to Date. Catch us tomorrow on WVIA.org or wherever you get your podcasts.